USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. is spearheading a newly formed international task force aimed at safeguarding commercial cargo ships from attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
Ships and aircraft from multiple nations are and will continue to join the United States in conducting maritime surveillance and taking defensive action as appropriate to protect commercial ships from the threat posed by the Houthis.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby emphasized the unacceptability of recent attacks on merchant ships, stating that they must cease. The Houthi rebels have been actively targeting commercial vessels as a protest against the Israel-Gaza war, causing disruptions in one of the world's busiest shipping routes. Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the three busiest days of the holiday season compared to the previous year. These peak travel days are expected to be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. The new law signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday grants state authorities the authority to apprehend migrants on state charges. This development occurs amid a surge of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A powerful storm struck New England, resulting in four fatalities and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. The region experienced strong winds and heavy rainfall Monday night, leading to the toppling of trees and power lines. Tragically, at least four individuals lost their lives, with two fatalities attributed to falling trees in Massachusetts and Maine. Power restoration efforts are continuing today following the week's East Coast storms.
According to the website PowerOutage.us, Maine's the hardest hit state, with more than 430,000 homes and businesses reported to be in the dark at the height of the outages. More than 130,000 utility customers were reported without power in Massachusetts and another 27,000 in Connecticut. Storms with heavy rain and damaging winds swept across the eastern seaboard Sunday through Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden paid tribute to the life and legacy of the late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor during her funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. In his remarks, he highlighted O'Connor as a trailblazer who shattered barriers in both the legal and political realms, leaving an indelible mark on the nation's consciousness. The Addams Family spinoff Wednesday was such a huge success on Netflix that now the spinoff has its own spinoff. The Hollywood Reporter says that it's in early development and this series will focus on Uncle Fester, played by Fred Armisen. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.